Welcome to the Hyper Fast Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
Hello, Hyper Fast Agent Podcast listeners. I'm Kerry Scholl, and today I'm here with Michelle Cantrell. The two of us are waiting to meet with Barbara Corcoran for a TV commercial that we're filming. And while we're here, we're really excited to go over a little bit of information about Michelle's career and what tips you can learn from her vast experience as a team leader, scaling very, very rapidly, and also as a past KW team leader. So let's hear about Michelle's path.
I really specialized in new construction, and with the new construction, I needed the help. And so I started building a team early on and then really worked and specialized in new construction. And then when the recession hit, that was one of the first things to go. Mm-hmm. And so I had to recreate myself a little bit, where it was so much fun helping people build houses and pick out their colors and all the fun part. It went to people losing their homes, and that wasn't fun
anymore. Sucked the fun right out of it.
Yeah, it did. Yep. So I moved to Keller Williams, which was a brokerage in our town that was really very small. And I started as a team leader. Okay. And I worked with them training and built that team to second in our market share. And then through that, I received a lot of opportunities. And I went across the country launching and relaunching market centers. I worked in Seattle and San Diego.
Wow, how San impressive.
Francisco. Yeah, I worked for Ben Kinney in Seattle, and then I lived in San Diego for 3 years. So I had my own company there where I would just go in and work in the market center and just help them rebuild it. And I trained agents. And so through that, I just missed sales. I really missed the team building aspect. I learned a lot. And then I decided to go back home, which is Springfield, Missouri.
Okay. So a little different than San Diego. Yeah.
The market had recovered, but, you know, my kids were there and I had a new grandchild, and I just decided it was time to go home. And so I went back home, and over the period, I've been home for 3 years. And over that period in Springfield, I built my team back, and we closed almost 350 transactions last year.
Incredible. Yeah, yes. Congratulations.
Thanks. So we had a very successful year, and we're on track to do close to the same this year. So it's just fun. It's fun again. I love it. I love sales. I love new construction.
We have that in common. So I started in new construction as well.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, you have a unique vantage point than a lot of people will bring on the show, because you have the unique experience of training agents around the country.
Right.
So what are some common patterns that you see that are preventing agents' businesses from growing?
Well, it just depends on where they're at. You can look at like a broker metrics report, and really it tells a story of an agent's business. And a lot of times you'll see that they get so busy working on those transactions when they have a great month. And when they're so busy working in their business, you know, getting those to close, they don't lead generate, they don't bring in more business.
Okay.
And so when that happens, it's really good indication of when they need to make that first hire. And they need to look at an admin hire or a buyer's agent hire to help them grow and surpass what they're doing. But I think that's more anything. We get so caught up in wanting those transactions to go well, and we just don't have time to bring in new business.
So it ends up creating a cycle of success and failure and really fear
it
for
really
the
does.
Agent.
It does.
And then when they have that fear, it causes them to not feel comfortable hiring. So it's really a cycle.
It is. They have to be committed to their business. They have to be committed to growing and, you know, putting some money aside till they do a part-time admin, till they feel comfortable with that. It's just, we're independent contractors, and we're kind of scared of being in charge of someone else's income for their family. And when you treat it like a real business as an agent, when you decide this is a business and we bring in more revenue than most small businesses as an individual agent.
Yes.
And when you treat it like that, it's amazing the opportunities that are available to grow it.
So for you, having the vantage point of traveling around the country, what conversation did you have with agents? Because I bet there's a lot of agents out there that are at the point that they're debating, should I hire, should I not? I'm committed. I know I want to be in this business. I know that I want to grow, but I'm also afraid because I have those bad months. How will I pay someone and how will I survive and how will it work? What would you say to give them comfort that they should move forward with hiring someone?
I think they should really pay attention to their business. And most of the people that I talked to that thought they would never want to grow a business, they didn't want to manage people. I heard every story out there. When they looked at how much business they actually lost because they were too busy to go on a listing appointment or to follow up with a lead or to follow up with buyers, once they started, you know, being really purposeful about paying attention to that business that they didn't go on because they just didn't have time to follow up, they saw that there was a real gap. And once they saw that, it was just getting them to put aside some money, to feel comfortable, start with an admin hire for 20 hours a week, part-time. If they don't grow your business at the end of 90 days, they're the wrong person. But every single person would grow their business at the end of 90 days, and they'd already had that salary put aside. And then they, you know, that person became a full-time agent or full-time admin, and then they just, their business continued to grow. And so it's just baby steps sometimes, and just getting your systems in place. You just need to get your house in order before you start hiring.
I love that you said, if that person isn't making you money in 90 days, it's the wrong hire.
Right.
Because I believe that's true.
Yeah.
So what do you recommend when someone's trying to find the right hire? And you've gone through this a lot with your own team, so I want to talk to you about that in a moment. But what questions should they be asking? What process should they follow to try and ensure the most likelihood of the right hire?
I like the DISC assessment. You know,
you do too.
Yeah, I love the DISC. And looking at that, that kind of will guide you on who you need to hire for what position. You know, if you're hiring an admin, they need to have high S, high C. There's a buyer's agent, they need to have high I, high D. Mm-hmm. So, you know, looking at that, and it's not saying that a person with that's not exactly that profile isn't good in the other position, but you know, it helps. You want people to work in their natural style.
Yeah.
Because through intelligence, we all adapt. We can all do any job that we have to. But if they're working within their natural style, then they have a great life. You have a great employee and, you know, it just works out. They stay longer.
It doesn't exhaust them.
Right.
Because they're not trying to be something they aren't.
Right. Yeah. So I start with that. You know, we do a training program. We do, you know, their first 100 days and make sure that we're giving them the information they need to be successful.
Okay.
And then really it's accountability, you know, having those talks on a Friday when they leave and making sure they understood the week or if they had problems, solving those before they come in the next week.
I think it's really important. Problem solving.
Yeah. Rather than letting them have a bad weekend because there was a misunderstanding or something like that. So you just want to really stay involved, really work on the accountability, let them know expectations up front. Mm-hmm. It's very important because, you know, as agents, we get so busy that sometimes we just want someone to solve all of our problems and we just need to let them know what we expect from them.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
What are some of the expectations that you have for your team now when you hire someone?
Well, it depends on the position. You know, if they are coming in as an agent, we have great lead generation systems. So, you know, we expect them to close 3 a month. And we know that we're giving them a couple of leads a month that they're going to close. And, you know, we could give a lead to anybody, someone else in our office, we could give a lead to and pay them a percentage. But we want people on our team to generate leads as well. So we don't just give people leads. We want them to be working to do that. So we teach scripts. We teach them how to bring business in and how to overcome objections. So on the buyer side, you know, we have those expectations of them. On the admin side, you know, with a training program, they will shadow someone else that's an admin until they get that down. And then we'll work with them, you know, through that process because they don't learn it overnight.
Of course.
And those really good hires will take your system and make it better. And those are the ones that you know are talent.
They'll really valuable.
Oh, yeah. They're fun.
So what advice would you have to someone out there that at the 90-day mark, they say, this person is not meeting my expectations? Do they coach them up or do they make the decision to let them go?
Well, it just depends on the situation. I mean, we have people who started showing assistance and at the end of 90 days, that's typically how we start them. And at the end of 90 days, they self-discover that they're not ready to be a buyer's agent.
I love that. Self-discover. Self-discovery is key.
Because if they're not, if they're an experienced agent, then they don't start as a showing assistant. They start as a buyer's agent or a sales agent. But if they're brand new, then sometimes they need longer than 90 days. Sometimes, you know, we'll put them on a salary plus a split, like a showing assistant. And they need that time to get better at their scripts, to just get familiar with the business.
And get confidence.
Yeah. Because there's some very talented people that it just takes them a little bit longer to get that confidence.
Sure.
And I've got one on my team now, and he stayed as a showing assistant for almost a year. And he's a great team member and just needed to build
that up. But he just felt like he needed to build his knowledge and confidence.
Right.
Do you want to join the number one team in the D.C., Virginia, Maryland area? The Carrie Scholl and Orange Line Living team is looking for talented, motivated individuals for several roles. Our team is on pace to do over $500 million in sales volume in 2019, and our goal is to become number one in the world by 2021. We need more real estate agents, support staff, social media, marketing experts, and managers. We want people that work well on a team but are still competitive. You should have a sense of urgency and deep concern for serving others. If that fits you and you're looking for a fun company that sets big goals, works hard, and is looking to grow, then call us at 703-662-4883 or go to carrieschulljobs.com.
So now let's skip ahead. Let's fast forward. Yeah. You decided, okay, I'm going to build my business myself. I'm going to move home. What steps did you take to build your business? Because going from zero transactions to 350 in how many years?
Three
years. Yeah. I mean, that's phenomenal. That's probably one of the fastest growing teams in the country, right?
Probably so. Yeah. It was really fast. Well, you know, I have been in the business 25 years, so I did have name recognition. So walking back into my home market, I did have that. But it had been 3 years since I had been there, really a little bit longer. Probably like 3.5. And
wow.
So when I came back, I did get with a builder right away and got that business started, then just got back to work. You know, all of those systems, making phone calls, calling my sphere, you know, calling people, letting them know I was back in the business.
Okay.
And then doing the open houses, doing everything that it takes to start as a new agent. And, you know, when you do those activities every day and you're very consistent, the business will come, you know.
So with consistency in your prospecting, your connection with your sphere.
Yes.
Connection with builders, because that's an area where you can dominate.
Right.
And then what about hiring? What was your first hire, second hire? How did you handle that? And what was the pace?
So my first hire, when I came back, my son, I actually had a son that had sold real estate, and he went to business back in business with me. And then from there, we hired an admin.
Okay.
And then we just started, then we hired a buyer's agent and then another buyer's agent. And so we just consistently started building that program. I can tell you, at one time we had 23 people and it was kind of just a mess.
Okay.
And, you know, you hire and we kind of went with the philosophy at one time that we just hire everybody and
see what
worked.
Sticks.
And that just was really hard. That did become a
That's really
management.
Challenging for morale,
yeah,
right?
It is.
People are like coming and going.
So we kind of took a step back. Mm-hmm. And now we're growing slower and smarter. And I have a great people in place now. We're going to, this year, we'll do close to the same production, close to the same volume, but with a lot less people half.
And so how many people will do that production?
8.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And how many of those transactions are you responsible for?
Well, the new construction is, I deal with the new construction. I have an assistant, and then my buyer's agents, of course, go on the showings. But we will close 150 something new construction houses. So, we do
That's
a lot of those.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You have a very efficient team.
Yeah.
So, to give you perspective, my team will do about 500 transactions this year, and there's 51 of us.
Wow. Yeah.
So, we made the decision to grow for next year, and our goal next year is 1,000. But I mean,
that's amazing.
The efficiency that you have on your team is just incredible.
And we are growing. I mean, we are growing, and I plan on getting back up to those numbers, but not, you know, I needed it to be slower and the right people rather than just kind of taking anyone in. And it's working out for us. I have really talented people right now.
That's amazing.
It's kind of like John Maxwell says, hire one person that can jump 10 feet instead of 10 people that can jump 1 foot. I love that.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
So if you were giving advice to someone out there that maybe is just part-time in the business, or they are struggling to give up a corporate career because they see that they could be a good fit in real estate, but they're just lacking confidence to make the decision, what would you say to them?
Well, first of all, I think it's the greatest career in the world. I always have. I love it. I love what we do. I think getting to help families, and it's the biggest investment in their life at that time, typically. It's just so much fun. And it's amazing to treat it like a business and grow it like a business. And the business is there. It's just consistency. It's lead generation every day. It's hiring the right people. It's treating it as a business and doing every step that you can do. Staying relevant, you know, working with a coach, working with going to trainings when you find it available, knowing what's out there, I think is really important. But it's really this consistent business every single day, doing those consistent duties and activities that get you there.
So if they're someone that's getting in the business for all the flexibility, they probably won't make it. But if they're committed to doing the hard work, it's the most gratifying career you can imagine, right?
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, it can be flexible. I raised three little boys selling real estate, and I never missed a ball game. I picked them up from school, but I put them on my calendar first. And that was an appointment. I didn't say they have a football game. I said, I have an appointment. And then, you know, I would put people in after that. And that was really important to me. And that's why I started real estate, was to be flexible with their schedule. And I was able to grow an amazing business. It's been a great career. I've always done well. I've always exceeded what I wanted to do, always. And just because I treated it like a business, and I still don't have any regrets from raising my children, which I've talked to people who do. They'll say, you know, I can't believe you have two sons in real estate now, you know, because don't they hate real estate? And they don't. They love it, because you can do it all. You just have to be purposeful about your calendar.
I'm going to say that statement again. Be purposeful about your calendar.
You do.
And also what you're saying is, be clear on your priorities, because if you have them, you don't have to sacrifice them to succeed.
Yeah.
So I have two children, a one-year-old, a three-year-old, and one on the way.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I'm going to be in your boat soon. Three.
So you can do it. I mean, you can do it. Especially for women, it's amazing for us, because we can have the flexibility of schedule, of still being involved in our children's day-to-day, which if you had an 8 to 5 that you go to every day, you know, they're not as flexible about letting you leave.
Right.
And you can set that schedule, but you know, you just have to be purposeful and put them in.
Okay, cool. Last comment. If you were talking to someone new to the business or someone who's been in the business for a while, but let's start with someone new that's trying to figure out how to lead generate.
Mm-hmm.
What's the secret sauce to getting leads and building a business quickly?
Quickly? I would say get in an open house every day that you can. Are people who are coming through, you know, get in that open house, call for sell by owners, even though, you know, a lot of people don't like to do that, but do it. Call expired listings. And a lot of times agents are afraid to do that in the beginning, but you get better and it gets easier, and you just can't take it personal, and just do those activities. There's different lead generation programs out there, but you know, it's probably best that you don't spend a lot of money until you get money coming in, and then invest back in your business. But just depending on what company you're at, if you have a floor duty, anything that you can do, go to the office, talk to people. If it's nothing else, handing out your card to everybody you know. Call all your family and friends and ask them, can I get your email address? Can I put you on a mailing campaign? And if you ever think of anyone, you know, or hear of anyone selling or buying a home, will you have them call me? It's just our job, I believe, is to let everybody that we know, let them know that we sell real estate. I didn't say that right, but single person that you know needs to think of you when they think of real estate.
No being a secret agent.
Right, right. That's our job, is really just let everyone.
So make sure that your sphere and their spheres know who you are. And then what about for somebody who's at that 30 transactions, they're thinking about their first hire, they listen to what you said, they're like, okay, I'm going to take a baby step.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do to ensure they have even more leads if they're trying to not only rely on referrals? Is there a strategy or a secret at that point that you would recommend?
Well, you know, work your database. That's the most important. The people who already know you, love you. I would say, I always tell my agents, make a list of your 100 people that know you, love you. You would do anything for them, and they would do anything for you. There's always about 100 people that you can come up with. And that if they called you and asked for a favor, that you would show up for them. And they'll usually show up for you. And then call them and just say, hey, I'm really trying to take my business to the next level. And if you hear of anyone, will you please let me know? And then ask what you can do to help them grow their business. I always like that giving back. It feels more comfortable to me.
Yeah.
And talk to you, you know, have your team of professionals, an insurance agent, a loan officer, a property inspector, even someone who cleans carpets. People that you can
a painter.
Yeah. Get your group of professionals. That's very important. They're going to refer to you. You're going to refer to them. And then just, you know, just do everything that you can think of to just get the extra business. I say find a niche, you know, somehow what, you know, your marketing that's a little different for me. It's new construction. And I know I'm an expert in that field. I mean, I know that they're going to be better off with me. And when you know, even if it's just resale or if it's first time home buyers or VA, or when you know that they're going to be better off with you than anyone else, they know that. And just being authentic.
That confidence gives them a feeling of certainty, right?
Right.
Well, I love your advice. Thank you so much for taking the time to help everyone out there today. And join us next time for the Hyper Fast podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fast Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fast shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests, improve our shows, and give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.